This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Lugartner, and we're going to be talking about such a neat thing that we have here in Adrian and for Lenawee County, and that is, of course, the Kato Scudo Community Men's Chorus. And I am so happy to have with me the founder and the artistic director, Susan Mandish-Hager. And Susan, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Thank you so much, Dale. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. And the reason we are having you back again is kind of twofold. It's to give a little bit more of awareness about the Kato Scudo Community Men's Chorus, but also that you're having auditions
for this.
But tell us a little bit about the group in itself, Susan.
So we're a men's group, and we are currently about 24 members, but we're always looking for new members.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is our big drive. We sing all kinds of music, and we just have a good time on Tuesday nights rehearsing. We get to make music every week.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Now what are the qualifications to be able to join then, Susan?
Is you're able to match pitches, or it's commonly known as carry a tune.
Okay.
So if you're one of those people who have a very limited range, you're not ready for us yet. I would never close the door completely. But we do need people that have a range of pitches that matches whatever voice part you happen to sing. So if you're a lower voice, a bass,
mm-hmm.
obviously you would have lower notes than, say, a tenor.
Right.
And a tenor is going to have higher pitches and not so many low pitches, but the basses are there to take over if you need help. No. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's
although
correct,
maybe that's true too, right?
Yeah.
But the parts are written for your particular voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have recordings that if you don't read music, most of the men in the group, I have to say, do read music at a certain level. I mean, we don't have all the same level of music reading ability.
Right.
But we do have a wide range. But we do have men who do not read music in our group and learn by ear.
Yeah.
Which is perfectly fine. So, especially since we have these recordings that we subscribe to a service
mm-hmm.
where a male voice sings your part and then you can rehearse with that part. And then when you become independent on your part, you could rehearse with the other parts while you sing your part. So it's great. It's a great tool. I wish that had been available when I was teaching at the university, but
yeah,
it wasn't. So.
Yeah. So it goes, right?
So it goes,
yes.
But it's great for us. It's perfect.
You mentioned about you sing all types of music.
I mean,
what's the range there, Susan?
We do from sacred. Most of what we do is what I would call Western music. I don't mean Western from out west, although
yeah,
we've
country,
done some country Western pieces.
Yeah.
But we do Western European, I guess, is a better model for it. And we've done at this last concert, we did a Russian Orthodox church piece.
Ooh.
We did Never My Love. I always say
right.
Never By Love because
yeah.
that's when I was a kid, that's what I heard.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
So Never My Love. The guys always joke with me about that. So that's a wide gamut.
Yeah.
We do quite a bit of sacred music just because so much choral music is written for the church.
Sure.
You know, you would rule out probably at least 60% of the choral music composed if you decided not to do any sacred music. So it's pretty strong. It's a pretty strong component of our programming.
Yeah.
But we do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Which makes a great thing to be able to go and participate in, and also in the concerts that you do have.
Right. I always laugh and I tell the guys I have the Sesame Street approach to programming. If I do something soft and intimate, and then I've got to do something maybe loud and fast in the next piece so that the audience can't get too complacent.
Yes, that's right.
Listening to our programming.
Yeah, yeah. But that's good programming for the concerts, Susan.
It keeps it more interesting.
It sure does.
Although it does keep the men on their toes because you have to switch thoughts, obviously, from one piece to the next. Because one of the things that we try to do is to emote the music and show that, convey the emotions of the music to the audience. So that means we have to change. Each piece has a different feeling to it.
Sure.
And will call forth different emotions and different feelings and different thoughts. So the performer has to be conscious of that, I think, in order to be effective at touching the audience's heart.
Sure, absolutely.
So, you know, music that is not emotional is, it's interesting maybe, but it's not as, it doesn't affect you the same way.
Right. If it doesn't convey that feeling.
Yes.
Of what the composer wanted to convey, right?
Right. Yeah. And also what you as the performer bring to it. Because the composer can't possibly imagine, for example, what your feeling will be.
Sure.
So the performer is also imbuing that artwork with what they bring to the table, which makes it, I think, even more interesting and more complex. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, for someone that might be hearing this and maybe contemplating here for the first time, is the music done and the performing done a cappella, or is there an accompanist with the pieces?
How about I answer yes?
Okay.
So
yes,
we
to both questions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like we did Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho, an arrangement by Sells, and that one is unaccompanied.
Okay.
So that's a cappella.
Yeah.
But we did a drinking song by Ralph Vaughan Williams, and that is accompanied.
Okay.
So, and we do have two accompanists. So we do, at the end of the concert, we did a piece that was four hands. So that was one, thank goodness it wasn't two pianos, but it was one piano, four hands. That's great.
Yeah.
Because that allows more than 10 fingers. That's 20 fingers. That's
right.
Even better, right?
Right. Absolutely. The more the better, as
it's
they say.
It's almost like an orchestra, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of cool, though,
it
too.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very cool.
So when the auditions are coming up, I know we've gone yes. past the first one, but when are the other ones coming up then?
So next Tuesday, which would be January 13th, and then the 20th. And the 27th. So we have four Tuesdays in January this year. And we just kind of throw the doors open. If you're interested, you can come. You can try us out. See if it's something you're really interested in. If you've decided, yeah, you really like that, you think this is what you want to do, you want to invest your time in, then I usually take you aside after rehearsal and into the choir room, and I play America, which is My Country, 'Tis of Thee, and I ask you to sing along to make sure that you're able to match those pitches.
Sure, sure.
And if you can do that and you want to stay with us, then I say, great, I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
If not, I'll just say, well, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Sure.
You've got this going for you, which is great, but you need to work a little more to get to the point where you can match pitches where we need you to do that.
So we mentioned the dates. Where's the time? What's the time and location then?
So that's 6:30 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday nights at Adrian First United Methodist, and that's on West Maple.
1245 West Maple.
1245
yep.
West Maple.
Here in Adrian.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. A great place.
Oh, it's really great because it's accessible. They have been very gracious to us in terms of hosting our rehearsals. So, yeah, it's wonderful. And if you're interested in joining us, please come.
Now,
try it out.
Yeah, try it out. Are there any dues for this?
Yes, there are dues, and there are $100 a year. You know, that's $2 a rehearsal. That's not bad. Well, you're going to get a deal such as that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, but we'll work with you. If it's an issue, let us know.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? So we're, and it's a great group. It's just a great group.
Let's talk about the upcoming concerts
that
you're going to be having,
thank you,
Susan.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dale, for bringing that up. That's perfect. So we're doing two concerts this season. The first one is on March 21st. That's a Saturday. That's unusual for us. We don't generally do the concerts on Saturdays, but it will be Saturday at 4 p.m., March 21st. But this is a special concert.
Okay.
It's going to be at Adrian First United Methodist, where we rehearse. But it's going to include not only Chiaroscuro, but it will also include Measure for Measure, which is a huge men's chorus from Ann Arbor.
Wow.
And it will include the Harry Lanksford Men's Chorus, and they're from Birmingham. So that between the two groups, that's 125 men, and with ours, we'll probably be about 150.
Wow.
Which will be amazing. So we'll do a few pieces together, and then each group will sing about, I don't know, I'll say five pieces each.
Sure.
So it's going to be a fantastic concert, and the really cool part about it is it will be a benefit concert for hunger and homelessness.
Wonderful.
So we're just so excited about this. It's going to be great.
I can just imagine, because when you were talking about that many voices getting together, well, I started to get goosebumps because, you know, that's just like, I can just imagine what that sound is going to be.
We will raise the roof.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. It'll be wonderful. We did this 2 years ago in Ann Arbor. That was our first time combining the three groups. We had originally sung at the International Collegiate for Men's Choruses at their seminar, their annual seminar. And the three of us from Southeastern Michigan afterwards talked about it, and I said, wouldn't it be great if we could do something, just the three of us?
Yeah.
And the other two directors were on board, which was wonderful, and we did the first one in Ann Arbor. It was perfect.
And
so
I'm
it's our turn.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy to hear that it's going to be Adrian's turn to be able to host this. I think that's awesome. Now, you do have the second concert, right?
Yes, we'll do our annual spring concert, choral concert. That will be in Holy Rosary Chapel, and that will be on Sunday, May 17th at 7:30.
Okay.
And those of you that are familiar with Holy Rosary Chapel, that's located on the Adrian Dominican Sisters campus.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful space.
It is. It is.
You know, so we're very fortunate. We're looking forward to that as well.
So to wrap things up here, just a reminder about the rehearsals and auditions.
Yes. Coming up on Tuesdays in January, 13, 20, 27. Those are the next three. Come to any or all, 6:30 to 9 at the First United Methodist Church on West Maple Avenue. And that's your first step to being able to do two fabulous concerts.
Absolutely, all right. I'm so excited about those concerts that are coming up, too. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, Susan Matishager, the founder and also the artistic director for the Chiaroscuro Community Men's Chorus, thank you so much for coming into the program.
Thank you for having me, Dale.
We look forward when we get closer to the concerts to talk more about that, okay?
Yes,
all right,
absolutely.
Sounds good. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.